wish Morgan would sit with me.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Okay, I wasn't ready.
Okay. Jesus. All right, we can start over.
Let's start over.
Yeah. Are you ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
I would just keep all this. This is all going to be part of it.
Hey.
Hi, guys. Welcome to the Little Snyder Podcast. I'm Trebecca. That's Hannah. Oh my goodness.
Sorry.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm
okay.
I made myself cry.
All right. First 30 seconds of the episode.
I laughed too. Sometimes it happens, mate.
It happens. Well, today we are in a different environment. We are in Hannah's recreational room.
Yeah, this is just kind of like my room. Like, I have stuff in it. Sorry, I actually did make myself cry right in the middle. Like, I'm laughing too hard sometimes, and this just happens. So, like, give me just a... Okay. Anyway, yeah, this is just, like, my room. I have, like, my room that I have with Adam and, like, that we share our clothes in and, like, we share bed with and everything. But this is, like, my room that I get ready in, and I keep, like, all the extra, just, like, Hannah stuff, if that makes sense. Like, it has my decorations in it, and it has my mirrors in it. I got decorations on all the walls. I got all my makeup stuff on over there. I got butterflies and shit on my walls and stuff.
It's basically like your she shed in the house.
Yeah, because it just happened to be that this is just, like, a little extra room. I just asked Adam one day if I could have it, and boom. And, yeah, like, I also have my roommate's stuff. Like, not Adam, but, like, our roommate. I have some of his stuff in here, but, like, I hid it behind, like...
There's another tapestry.
I did. I sure did. I put it, like, in the closet that we have here, because, like, this closet...
It has no door.
Yeah, and it's just, like, the little hole in the wall.
Yeah.
Makes me sad. But, yeah, it's fine, because the one in the master bedroom's really big.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Well, so, yeah, we're in Hannah's... element here. All right.
These are not... Let me go ahead and let everybody know. I don't understand why people buy these chairs.
They suck.
Well, they're comfortable. I won't lie. Like, I can be like a little ball because I'm a ball kind of person. Like, I'll get right into a little ball if I'm sitting somewhere.
Yeah.
It's a perfect chair to be a ball in. However, it would be nice if it was like hanging from the ceiling or something like that. You know, because then I wouldn't have to worry about tipping over, because that's really the only problem I have with it is that it wants to tip over
right when
I lean. And I'm like, and I ain't even gonna lean a whole lot. I just got, like, right then, I didn't even lean that much. I was just getting my drink. It ain't even that far from me.
Also, when I came in here, Hannah, I could see the chair that I'm currently sitting in. I could clearly see this. And then Hannah pulls out this little ass cocoa melon. Chair.
This is Jessica's. She likes it a lot.
Because she didn't have another chair, so that's the one she's sitting in, so.
Yeah, because why in the fuck? I want to make you sit in this.
Yeah. I mean, fair
like,
enough.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Jessica already kind of has, like, a time getting into the chair. Like, she's just kind of like, this is small. Like, her length is what gets her. Like, her legs are too long for it.
Too big for the little chair. That's why it's perfect for you.
Yeah, I'm like, my legs are too long for it. I will say that. Like, I can give myself that because I have long legs to be a short person. I've got long legs.
It's like you're literally all legs.
Yeah, literally. My upper torso of my body is just like...
That's how I am. My legs are really long, but I'm also just bigger and taller than you in general.
Yeah. Speaking of taller people than me, Scotty was here this weekend, and I was talking about the kid. He looked at me and he goes, Anna, I know who Trebecca is. I went to school with her. And I just kind of was like, that's right, you did. He was like, yes. Yes, I did. She was, like, best friends with Destiny. And I was just like,
yep.
And it's funny because it's just the way I was talking about it. Like, it was almost like he thought that I was talking about you. Like, he didn't know.
Yeah.
But I was just like, I forgot y'all went to school together, but I did know that you knew who Shebeka was. I know you've seen her before. And he just was just like, yeah, but I, like, know her from school. Not because I've just seen her before. Like, I know her from school. And I just kind of was like, my bad, bro.
Oh, that's sweet that you talk about me.
I do. You're my friend. And he's like, you've shown a lot of, like, you know, like, the term. And I had a whole conversation with my brother about this weekend. You know, the term that people use, the actions speak louder than words. That's, like, something that you, like, definitely have done. You've shown that you want, like, good for me.
Yeah.
And that you care about me. And, like, that's something that, like, I think, like, my mom and my dad definitely care about me and they want good for me, but they want their kind of good for me, not the good that Hannah needs. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, but you want the good that Hannah needs. You want, like, whatever that, like, the choices that is best that Hannah needs to make, you're all for it as long as you see the good in it.
Right.
You know what I mean? And so, like, I appreciate that about you, and that I feel like, yes, you, that does make you somebody that, like, of course I would want to talk about you to other people, especially my brothers and my sisters, because it also gives them kind of, like, peace of mind that not only do I have Adam and Will, but, like, I also have, like, a friend, you know what I mean? Because me and, like, a couple of my friends have kind of cut ties that I used to find, like, myself very close with, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And those used to be the people that, like, took care of me and, like, you know, were there for me. And I'm not, like, the best at keeping up with my friends, but that's also something that you're really good at doing, too, is, like, making sure that I'm, like, keeping up. You're like, hey, I miss you, bitch. And I'm just like, you know what? I missed you, too, and I thought about you just a little bit ago, but I just... Because you know how I am, I'll think about something and then I'll like do something to make me
feel. Yeah, that's how it is for me.
Yeah.
I a couple weeks ago, I just got back in contact with one of my really good friends because she like had issues with her phone. Her phone was on and off, had different numbers, that type of thing. And I always kept up with that. But then it got to a point where the only way that I could contact her was like through Instagram, and then her Instagram got hacked. And I had no, like, working phone number for her. We went a whole year without talking to each other when I finally got it actually happened on our MILF's Instagram page first was a follow from her new account. And then she followed me, and I saw a message from, like, 3 days prior to me requesting to follow her. That was a lot of words right then. But she had sent me a message she sent me a message when she followed me and was like, I finally found you. And I was like, oh, my friend. And so I said all that to say, then we exchanged number. Well, I told her to call me and gave her my number. And after class, she called me and we were catching up on the phone on my way home. And then I told her, or actually the call had dropped. And so I texted her and let her know, like, hey, the call dropped. I'm almost home. I'll have to talk to you when you get home or whatever. She was like, okay, just call me back whenever you get home. I literally did not even do anything as far as responding to her until, like, 2 weeks later. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I've been busy. I was like, I know I was supposed to call you when I got home, and it's 2 weeks later, but... But I've been busy. How are you doing? Yeah. So
and true friends are like, yeah, that's okay. Because, like, okay, outside of, like, you, I don't know if you know Kirsten, but that's, like.
Yeah, I've just heard you talk about her.
Oh, I love her so much. I love her so. She's, like, I think you're a very, very beautiful person. And you and her are, like, the most beautiful people I've ever seen. I don't know how to explain that, but, like. She has the prettiest red hair. Like, she's naturally a redhead, but she has got the prettiest red hair, and she's got the prettiest face. And she used to be a cheerleader, and she used to dance, and she's just so smart. And, like, there's just so much about her that, like, makes me happy. And I think I find a lot of that in you as well. And so, like, I think that's why we click so well, is because, like, I find comforts, you know? And then, like, on top of that, you have all your other amazing aspects. So, like, it just adds on top of it. And so... where was I going with that? I don't know. Now I'm sad.
About how Kirsten reminds you a lot of me or vice versa, and it started with that. And then you went on a tangent.
We went like an entire year without talking to each other. And we have our initials tattooed on each other. Yep. And then we just kind of picked back up and we were like, hey.
Yeah.
We just been kind of living life. Literally, we just were we've just been living life. I'm sorry. Yeah. But I've been keeping up with you from a distance. Right.
Yeah. And I mean, with good friends, it's fine to do that. Like me and Beth. We call each other best friends, wifeys, all that stuff. It's not like we talk every single day. Honestly, we talk very seldomly, maybe once in a blue moon. But when we do talk, it's
saw you yesterday.
Yeah. So, I don't know. It's nice to have those relationships with people that aren't the type to be you haven't reached out to me in 24 hours, so I can't even consider you to be a friend.
Yeah.
Because that's annoying as shit.
Yeah.
I barely reach myself in 24 hours. So,
And that's if you think about it, you're already in a relationship. That's a whole nother,
it's another relationship.
Full relationship. Yeah. Full relationship. Like, we have friendships that are relationships, but, those are basically what you just said right then. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Those are, what those friends that want, 24/7 attention are, relationship. Type people.
Yeah. And I don't have time for that.
Go get you a man or something. Or a woman. Go get your woman if you want.
Do your boo boo.
Do what you want to do.
For real. But yeah, it's nice to have people in your corner that are very genuine about what they tell you, what they do for you, all of that good stuff. I'm very concentrated on this hand. This isn't my. For those listening on audio. What the fuck? Sorry, I'm going to say. I'm painting my nails right now.
Yeah.
I'm very concentrated, but I think I'm doing a pretty good job.
You're doing a really good job, to be honest.
Thank you.
My toes don't even look that good, and I did them with my right hand. That's my right hand. That's my dominant side.
Because I'm low-key a perfectionist, dude. I need to have stuff straight. Anyway, let's get into it. Okay, so how was your week?
Yeah, that was a first good 10, 15, 20 minutes. So it was really 10 minutes.
I mean, it was a good conversation.
Yeah, we had a nice little conversation before we got into it. It was pretty good. We worked a lot with our bosses this week.
Yeah.
So that's been a lot. We honestly I've spent a lot of time with you guys this week. We got to hang out outside of work with our kids. That was super fun.
That was fun.
Jess enjoys that so much. When that happens, oh my god. She talks about it for a couple days. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Because now she's getting into telling her dad about things that she's done throughout her day. Yesterday, she saw a snake. It scared the shit out of her. It was a black snake. And obviously, we don't want that to touch her. So she was just screaming. And it scared me because I was inside, but I was walking outside. Does that make sense? And she had already gotten down to the end of the walkway, which I don't care about that because my mom and daddy have got a very, I say very long. It's not extravagantly long. It's just decently long enough that if she took off running, I could catch her before she got to the road type deal, a good distance before she got to the road too. But anyway, so I wasn't worried about that. And then all of a sudden, as I'm coming out of the door, I'm not fully even with the door open. And all of a sudden I hear her scream. I'm telling my mama and daddy we're going outside. And I come out and she comes, I saw a snake. And I was where is it? And I went to go find it. And Jess kept telling my mama and daddy that mommy's going to kill the snake. Mommy. And I was, right. But I couldn't find the fucking snake. And so Jess was scared to go out the front. And I was we didn't want to go out the front anyway. I'm not really even sure why you went out this way. I told you to go out through the garage.
Yeah.
And so it doesn't really matter. So anyway, we went out through the garage. It scared the hell out of her. She told her dad about it. And it was an entire day's worth of day had gone by the time that she told me about it.
So much other things had happened.
Yeah, and I was just really proud of the fact that She remembered that.
I mean, shit, it scared the hell out of her.
I know, but she told her about other things throughout the day, too, but it was just, like, the fact that she's starting to remember certain things, because she told Adam a couple things yesterday, and I was just kind of, because, like, he would tell me about it, and I was like, we haven't talked about that yet. And he's like, I know, Jess told me, and I'm like, well.
Yeah, Lily does that with Thomas, too, which I think is really cute. It's very cute that they're at the age that they're able to just talk about
things in their head.
Yeah, and it's very sweet.
Yeah. I rather enjoyed it. Oh, and also, while we were playing, like, at the park and stuff, Jess came up to me while we were all playing around with each other and told me that I was the best mommy. And I almost cried right there at the park. Rebecca called it, too. She looked at Emily and was like, this bitch is about to start crying. And I was just like,
Well, let me just suck it back in.
I did it. I sure did. I didn't even cry.
The little random things like that. And I had mentioned this when you said that, but, when we were at the park, but this one time I took Lily and Phoenix, and he was really small, but took them to this science museum, and a very small little thing. And they had like an indoor playground thingy to Bob, and Phoenix was too small to like get down and play, and he was in a stroller, and so I just kind of sat down with him while Lily played, and it was only her and like one other kid, and just randomly while she's playing, she just yells, "Mama, you the best," and I was like, oh, that's so cute. And the other mom that was in there with her kids, she was like, that, she looked at me, she said, that is so sweet. And it's really nice, because, like, that's just so random. And, like, thank you for giving me my fucking props that I deserve.
Yeah. For real.
Yeah. So sweet. Like, I'm glad you think so.
I'm glad that you do think so.
I'm glad you think so.
And, like, there's been a couple of things. Like, I've been really working on, I don't want to say necessarily myself, but I'll say, like, my self-esteem, you know? I have noticed that since I've had Jess, I worry a lot about what other people are going to say to me, you know? Because she's a baby. And I have realized that, like, I am doing a really good job, and I don't really need anybody to do that, because I'm, like, seeing it. I'm, like, seeing how good of a person my kid is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, she is really under, she, because, like, we've talked about the whole patting me on the back and telling me I need to breathe during my meltdown.
Yeah.
Like, she did that, and then, like, she herself has gotten upset and been like, Mommy, I need you to hold me so I can breathe. And I'm like, I can do that. Come sit in. Come. And she'll just come sit, and I'll be like, come here. And I'll full-on, like, hold her like a baby, put legs in and everything, like, and just basically hold her like a full-on baby and be like, okay, take a breath. Like, because we're not, like, fully cramped in, but, like, she'll breathe it out and then tell me when she feels better, and then we'll talk about it. And, like, that's something that I really enjoyed, is, like,
we'll
talk about it. And it's really just a, did I hurt your feelings? Like, what happened? How did we get here, basically? And then she either tells me that I did something that did hurt her feelings, or I did something that made her upset, or, like, whatever it is that we're dealing with. Because, like, she's learning to identify what those emotions are that she's feeling. Because I can't necessarily tell when she's, like, mad at me or when she's just upset, you know? Like, because there's a difference between being mad and being upset.
Yeah.
Because I can get mad at something. Like, I don't know how to explain that. I do not know how to explain that.
I get what you're saying.
But to me, mad and upset are two different things. So, like, I feel like you're upset because you're not getting what you want type deal, you know what I mean? But when you're mad, you can't be mad over not getting what you want. Like, you can't. Life happens. Right. And as a child, you know, kids don't understand that. But Jessica definitely understands the difference between being upset and mad, because she uses two different words in two different statements.
Right.
But, like, sometimes I can't really tell if she's mad at me or if she's just upset at me. Or if she's upset at the situation. And sometimes she'll tell me. She's like, I'm upset because you told me I can't do that. And I'm like, right. Well, honey, I'm sorry that you're going to have to feel upset And I'm glad that you are aware that you feel upset, but that's something that has to happen.
Right.
Like, whether you are upset or happy or sad or mad or glad or any of the damn things in that book, it's going to happen. And, like, it's taken her a while to, like, grasp that. But it's okay. It's okay because we're getting there.
Yeah. And with Lily, I've tried to help her understand, like, to talk about her feelings, or if she, like, really just needs a minute, just go take you a minute. And, like, I've taught her
just as quick to
deep breathing deep breathing exercises. Oh, this is episode 6, by the way. What the fuck? Wow. Okay. Hannah just tried to off her cat. So.
Margo. Come here, baby.
Don't do it. It's a trick, bitch. Come here, baby. Don't.
I'm so sorry. I did not mean to. I'm so sorry. Yeah, I know. I'm my bad. Oh, okay. I can understand why.
Margo said, fuck you.
She's upset.
She said, not till you put that cup down. But yeah, so like, Lily will... She used to do this a lot more, like, do little breathing exercises, and, like, we'd take deep breaths in and out until she would calm down, or, like, even just to help her sleep, like, just to relax and sleep. And what I really enjoy about her is, like, she's never been a tantrum child. Like, I see a lot of kids throwing...
the screaming.
Yeah, I don't have that problem at all.
Yeah, like, that's full on screen. She'll be like, I said I either don't want to, or it'll be like, I want, or I said no, or like, da-da-da, and I'll like turn around and be like, oh yeah, and see like, okay, this is safe. To me, this is safe, because I'm not hurting her at all. But I will grab Jess, like, by her shirt. And I will lift her off the ground. Because, like, I'm not hurting her. Her shirts are, like, big enough that it gives her enough, like, wiggle room. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
To where it's not, like, pinching her or doing anything like that. It's just kind of, like, showing her that mommy...
I'm the alpha.
Yeah, mommy can throw you. Like, mom, I can do that. Like, I'm not going to, but, like, mommy can throw you.
And it's a possibility.
Like, there is a
push
possibility.
Push the red button.
Exactly. Exactly. But, like, the button, she'll never push the button, you know?
Yeah.
Like, it's just that, like, I just want her to know.
And there could be consequences.
Yeah, but there's not. And, so, like, you can see it in her face, too. She's like, oh, shit. Like, and don't get me wrong, it's kind of funny sometimes, because, like, her oh shit face is serious, and I'm like, oh god, and after her oh shit face comes, I'll just be like, and obviously you see that I mean some serious ass business, and I'm gonna sit you down, and we're gonna try that shit again, and then we're gonna sit and we'll go again, and then she like fixes herself basically.
Yeah, well that's good, but like I see kids in stores or videos of them at home, and they're yelling and screaming at the top of their lungs and maybe cussing at their parents. Or
did you see the video of, I'm sorry, the kid that smacked the teacher in the face?
Yes.
Like, those kids. That's what
those
we're
kids. Yeah. So, yeah, that, or, like, throwing themselves all over the floor, and...
And just, like, full-on and going out.
Right, like, and that screaming. Shit is crazy to me. Like, I've never had to deal with that, but because
now
I feel like...
I've never had to deal with that in the store. I've just had to deal with it inside the house.
I've never had to deal with it ever. Lily's never been a tantrum child, and I'm just so grateful for that. But I think it has a lot to do with, like, I've tried from very, very, very... very early age, I'm talking about when she was a baby, you know, just trying to get to the bottom of why she's upset in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And so she knows, like,
mommy's trying to help.
Right. Which, I mean, there's a lot of parents, I'm sure, that do that and still get different results, but I don't know. It's got I don't feel like it really has anything to do with, like, how you're raising a kid. Because we could all say that we're doing the same thing as far as raising a kid, but more so, like, how you end up disciplining your kid if situations like that happen. So, like, if you're in the store and your kid wants Skittles and you tell them, no, they can't have Skittles, and they fucking pop, like, popcorn on the floor because they're pissed off, and you just sit there and let them do that, they're going to continue to do that.
Yeah.
And still, like, Lily never had tried to do that before, but there's been times where maybe she didn't get what she wanted and she just started crying very loudly in the store, but nothing, like, out of the ordinary, like, now, see, screaming type
that's
thing.
That's about as much as we get in the store. And when we're in the store, Adam's just quick to pick her up and be like, hey, so, like, you don't need to act like this in the store. You've heard us say no, and, like, at the end of it, your answer's not going to change. So take a breath. And then we're going to walk away. And, like, as he's doing that, he's walking away from, like, whatever area it is that she's having a meltdown in. Because if you think about it, they are only 3 and 4 years old. Within about 5 to 10 minutes, they're going to forget
whatever.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, yeah. So, like, just kind of showing them how to, like, get out of those, like, areas that make them upset. So, like, seeing that you've been told no, well, let's get away from that.
Right.
So that, like, we don't have to think about it anymore. Seeing it still makes you upset. Because there it is, right there. Why can't I have it? You know? That's how I think about it with, like, how Adam does it. Because he really does, like, he's quick to just pick her up and walk away.
Well, see, what we do is kind of similar to that. But there's been times, like, I think actually one time last week or earlier this past week. We've walked into Walmart and Lily had got upset about something. I think it had something to do with getting a wipe because she likes to wipe the cart or whatever.
Understand.
To clean it. And had something to do with getting a wipe, and Thomas had told her no. I don't know exactly what had transpired because I'm trying to get Phoenix into the cart and go. Like, anyways, she got upset and, like, she just kind of started sniffling, and both me and Thomas were kind of quick to be like, you know, if you're going to start crying, we're just going to go sit in the car until you calm down. I don't like, because when I go to Walmart, I don't want to hear kids screaming. I know it's going to happen, but it's like...
Yeah, but, like, not my kid.
Right. Exactly. So, you're not going to see my kid out here acting a fucking fool in a store.
No, because if we have to be upset, then we can be upset if we need to express that, but we're not going to do that inside the store.
Exactly. So let's go take a minute and chill out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, like, I think, and that's something that Jess is quick to, like, not only just, like, that, she understands that she needs to take a second to, like, breathe and, like, chill out and all that, but she also understands, like, it's hard for her to get no, like, on in certain situations. She really wants to see how far she can go, but when we're in the store, she, like, is really good about understanding, like, no. If she has something in her hand, and I'm like, hey, you can't have that, like, go put that back.
Yeah, she's Lily's like, gotten a lot better about it,
too. Because she's learned that if she doesn't go put it back, then I'm going to take it from you, and I'm going to go put it back, and then you're going to go in the cart.
Right.
And then I'm going to strap you in, and good luck getting out.
Right, because they do not want to be in that cart.
No, they don't. They will be
the same way.
Independent and walk around.
Walk around and shit.
Yeah, Jess has gotten into that here recently, and I'm like, excuse me, ma'am. What happened to me carrying your big ass? Like, get back over here.
Yeah.
I missed that. But it's okay, because she does get, like, in these moods. And it's quite often where, like, it's at least, like, 2 to 3 times a week, which I know doesn't sound often, but, like, right now, in this particular stage, she really is like a don't touch me, mommy. I can do it myself. Because mommy always helps. Daddy's always let her do everything on her own, you know? So, like, of course she's like, well, daddy lets me do things on my own. So, like, yeah, of course I want daddy cuddles.
Yeah.
You know? And she's like, but mommy always wants to help me and hold me and touch me and do this and, like, help me get into this and help me stand out of this and help me put my clothes on and help me change my underwear and help me use the bathroom and help me. And I'm just like, but I just want to help you. Like, I know that sounds bad, but I just want to
You may not share those.
Yeah, moments. I just want to be, like, there with you. Like, if you need it, like, I'll let you do it. I just want to be there if you do need help. I'm going to let you struggle for a second, but if I feel like you're not going to get it, then I'm going to chime in.
Yeah, and that's actually what I'm doing with Phoenix right now, where Lily is, like, extremely independent. Like, honestly, her being 4 years old, I would really feel comfortable. I wouldn't do it, but I would feel comfortable leaving her at the house for a whole day by herself. Because, like, she knows she's very responsible. She knows what she should and shouldn't be doing in the house. And she does that, obviously, like, when I'm around. Mm. And she knows how to make her own bowl of cereal. She knows how to run her own bath.
Yeah.
She knows all that. She knows how to brush her own teeth. She can get herself dressed and put herself to bed. Like, she can do all of that. I would feel totally comfortable leaving her in the house by herself for a full day. Again, I wouldn't do it.
Well, I understand.
But.
Because there's like.
I could if I needed to.
There's like a whole. For me, I feel like. Because Jess would never like. She wouldn't make herself a bowl of cereal. She'd eat chips. Like, she would like do all the things that she shouldn't do. She'd run a bath of water and then forget about it. Like.
Lily might do that, but most of the time if I start running the bath, she's already like ready, getting undressed, or she'll get in the tub before I'm even done running the bath. So I my daughter is very, very, very responsible and independent for her age, and I just absolutely love that shit.
I think that it's nice that she's independent, and I think she's really responsible when it comes to like taking care of herself, because she reminds me that I need to brush my teeth. She reminds me, even though like I've already done it, I'm still gonna do it again, but she like is on top of like reminding me on things that I need to do for her or for me or for like little things.
Yeah, so it was
Mommy,
Lily,
did you take your medicine this morning?
Yeah,
like, she's done that a couple times, and I'm just like, excuse you, don't worry about my medicine, you don't need to even look at that. Don't even look near it.
That is sweet though.
Yeah, it is nice that she reminds me. I think it's because she sees her dad do it. Because he's really on top of that. Like, he reminds me.
More than likely.
Yeah, like, every day.
Well, so Lily will, most of the time, and she's woken me up with this shit before, and it's pissed me off so bad. Because, girl, I'm asleep. Your brother's still asleep. I'm not worried about you being awake if I'm not awake at all. Like, the most she's going to do is wait for Phoenix to get up. Like, she'll go. If she wakes up and she sees that Phoenix is not awake, she'll leave their room, and she'll go sit in the living room and watch TV or get on her iPad. For the most part, she won't come wake me up. But as soon as Phoenix wakes up, she's in there with him in his crib, watching TV with him, entertaining him. And she lets me sleep. Yeah.
It gives her something. It's
exactly.
Little mama.
Yeah, she really is.
Like she's doing the thing. Yeah, no, yeah. I get that. Jess walks around with baby dolls all the time and acts like a little mom.
That's what Lily used to do. So I think that's a good preparation for kids. If you want to get them a sibling, get them a baby doll to practice on.
Yeah, well, she's really good about baby dolls, for sure. And then, like, but however, so we went to China Bay the other day. Do you know that table that comes in that normally asks, not Lucas, but the table of guys that dress nice, that asks for Kristen? That sounds really bad. But they are the only table that comes in that asks for Kristen, that are men that are kind of dressed nice. But either way, these guys, it was the guy with dreads. Mm-hmm. He and his family was there. He just had a baby, apparently, because I saw the baby last night at the restaurant. She's so tiny. Like that's a newborn. Like, that mama just had that baby. And she was so precious. And Jess was pointing her out and, like, you know, talking about how pretty the baby was and this, that, and the other. And the mom was, like, talking about how sweet it was. And I looked at both of them and I was like, right. But if you ask her, if she, like, if I ask her if she wants a brother and a sister or a sister, she'll say no. Mm-hmm. And they busted out laughing. And I was like, yeah, that's real funny. But, like, what if I get pregnant? What if she gets upset? I'm not going to do anything. But, like, I just think it's so funny because, like, what if she really does get upset? Like, I wonder if she's gonna, like, because, you know, I don't understand. Like, have you seen the video of the guy who's got, like, four or five of him? and he's in like a cheerleader outfit and he sings like pink, pink, two, 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 two.
Yeah,
that guy. And then like this. That's Jesse.
Oh my God, I love that guy.
I do too. He's so funny. I love that video. Yeah. It's just beautiful. Like, yeah. He did a whole song. Like, and there's a whole dance to it too and everything. I was like, this guy.
Yeah, that's just funny.
It's beautiful.
What I was saying about Lily too, just she's come to my room specifically to wake me up to tell me that they need their vitamins. She comes to me with the bottle.
It's time, Mom.
Yeah, like, Mama, we need our vitamins. And of course, she can't open it because it has a child safety lock thing.
She's like, I could have a meltdown here.
Yeah. I'm like, Lily, could you have just waited until I woke up? But that's what I've had to do. Like, I don't just give in when she comes and asks me that while I'm asleep, because if I do that, then she's going to think that's okay. Don't come wake me up.
I see what I was about to say is I wonder if it's, like, a schedule thing with her, but, like, if she's not like that about
No, it's not really a schedule thing. Like, she knows that they need them every day, and so she will remind me if she remembers or if she sees the bottle. If I see the bottle first, I'll remember, but for the most part, she's the one reminding me that they need their vitamins. But, so when she comes and wakes me up about it, I tell her to wait, because then if I let her wake me up out of my sleep just to give her vitamins, she's gonna do that every time. Whereas if I tell her to wait, she won't fucking wait every time.
See, Jess sleeps with me, so if she wakes up, I'm quick to get up, unless it's like the door's closed. But it's only if the door's not closed, because that means she can get into my room and the bathroom, because the gate's normally locked.
Bless you.
Bless you. Thank you. I appreciate that. I'm not worried about her going in, into her room, but I don't like her coming in here. Because let me learn you something real quick. On Adam's days off, I work on, like, his Wednesdays off. Like, he has every other Wednesday off. And, like, every time I come home, right? When I come in here, something on that fucking table has been moved. And it's normally, there's, like, this little white thing over there that you use on your face. And you put, like, water or, like, a mist in it. It's like it mists your face, basically. And every single time that I work on the day that he's off, that shit is sitting on my table. It's not where it goes, yeah. And I never leave it. And because Jessica comes in here and messes with my shit,
you know.
And like, why is she in my room?
I get that. Something kind of similar about, like, the kids just messing with your shit, right? So, in the kids' room, I have this, like, three-drawer, little pull-out cabinet thing.
I have a 5-1. I know exactly what you're talking about. It's got two little ones at the top. Are they clear?
No, mine just has three gray.
Oh, but yours are gray?
Mine's a little bit, it's the more expensive of the two.
Yeah.
I got it for the baby shower for Phoenix. Anyway, so I used to keep that in my bedroom at the apartment, and that was, like, since Phoenix was sleeping with me at that time because he was a newborn, that was his drawers in my room, and I kept, like, my pumps in there, extra blankets, diapers, wipes, all of that stuff. Well, along with the pumps, I had every other nipple care thing that I could have possibly needed, obviously,
right?
Because you need that for breastfeeding, and right. So I had a box that was unopened, and it had, like, the nipple pads and some cream and a nipple inverter. Do you know what I'm talking about? It's literally like a suction cup thing. So you put it on your nipple, you suck the air out, and then when you release it, it pulls out your nipple in case your nipples are too, like, short. Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah, so it'll pull out your nipple so the baby could latch better.
Wait a minute. So you're telling me that somebody came up with something because there's somebody on the face of this earth that can just be flipping the nipples and it doesn't?
Maybe.
Also, sorry if y'all can hear my kid walking around. It sounds like they're either gonna go to the bathroom or have a bath. What time is it?
Might be a bath. 6:50. Anyway, so Phoenix got into that box. And he tore open the box for the nipple inverter because I didn't fucking need it, so it was brand new in the box. He tore it open, and that was the toy. I left their closet open that has their toys and everything in it. He pulled out one thing and then started going through the drawers and then got out the nipple inverter, and after that, no other toy existed. He came over to me. It's in its own little, like, plastic case. He came over to me and brought it to me and was like, "Mama, open." It's like, okay, that's what you want to play with, sure. And so I took the little top off the case, and he pulled it out, and he just was squishing the ball thing, and
made him happy, squishy.
He was very, very satisfied with that, and then putting it back in its case. Nice. he would put it back in his case and try to put the top on, and that just, like, became a game to him for 30 minutes.
Now, I will say, Jess gets really into, like, putting things back in their compartments.
Yeah.
Like, today, I had to show her how to put the Connect 4 back in its box. Ate that shit up. She loved that. I was like, all right, go off.
Yeah, Lily's pretty much the same way, too.
I was like, Jess. And, like, the thing is that it wasn't even fully out there. It was, like, that much off the box. I was like, Jess, stop breaking the shit. And you know what's funny? Let me say something. This, like, my mom used to say shit like that to me. And I'm just like, why did I put myself here? Why did I do this? Not this particularly, but, like, why did my mom tell me not to stand on shit, and now here I am telling my kid not to stand on shit?
Yeah.
Karma's a bitch.
Oh, yeah. That it is. That it is.
Oh, I didn't stop. Oh, I didn't stop.
Okay. So,
just...
Oh my god.
Oh shit. Oh shit. I had my hand down. I wasn't going anywhere.
I was putting myself behind my hair. I'm trying to save you. Ugh. See, that goes back to actions speak louder than words right there. Okay. Well. There was something that, I had two things that I wanted to share.
And sugar, we're going down with you. Okay.
And we're, like, running out of time for this episode, so I'm going to make these quick. We honestly didn't even have a direction for where we were going with this episode.
No, we really just talked about our week.
Yeah.
And just, like.
You talked about your week. And you barely did that, honestly.
How was your week, Troy? To be completely honest, I feel like I've seen you a lot this week.
We have seen each other a lot this week. But yeah, so my week was okay. It wasn't anything crazy. I had my last day of class on Tuesday, and then I don't have to go back until I have my final exam on May 1st. Which is very exciting for me. It gives me a lot of time to study, but I'm probably not going to do that. I'm probably going to wait to the last minute like I normally do.
I don't get, like, studying. Studying, like, I do, but, like, me reading something over and over again does not help me retain that piece of information.
It for me is the hey, get off my cord.
Margo, don't start. If I have to get up out of this chair, you would go, oh girl, you got me up out of the chair. Stop playing with me. Stop playing with me. I'll put you out. Go. Get out. She's like, oh shit, what do I do, Mom? What do I do? Get out.
All right, no more kitty guest host.
She's been playing too many games, dude. Like, I don't think it... she just jumped the gate. Like, she, like, fully balanced herself on all fours on that, like, tiny ass, like.
That thing is very thin.
Yeah. She balances herself on it. My feet. But yeah, school.
Studying. Yeah, like, okay, so I can do the studying if I have a study guide that gives me, like, direct answers to what I'm going to be tested on. I can do that. What I can't do is going in blind, like, hey, you're going to have a test on chapter XXX. You're going to have a test on chapter XYZ. Jesus. And study for it. And then I'm just supposed to go read XYZ and retain that information, but I have no idea what I'm really looking for.
Yeah.
I can't do that.
I can, if you give me exactly what I'm supposed to, like, know, then yes, I can
I can know that. I can memorize all that.
For some reason, they give you, like, an abundance of knowledge that half of it doesn't matter. It's almost like history class. Because, like, history class, you need to know about the events. But do you need to know about that one single person that was just a civilian? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, do I need to know that A squared plus B squared equals C squared? Do I need that?
I've never a day in my life used that. Pointless.
And we spent an entire semester on it.
School system is just all types of weird. That's why I'm glad Lily's going to Montessori, because they, like, their curriculum teaches them real life skills. Like, you learn a lot of stuff, but you learn it in a way that you could actually apply it and use it in real life.
Yeah.
Which I really, really like the idea of that.
See, that's what eventually we'll never try to move Jess to Montessori. But it's just that, like, in starting school, I want Jess to have, like, a safe ground. She'll know William, she'll know Ryan, she'll know Summer, Bella, and Noah. And so, like, that gives her, like, five people right there. And her aunt, or not her aunt, like, one of her grandparents, like, is a teacher there, so.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah. So I just want her to have, like, a safe stomping ground for her first couple of years so she'd get used to other kids. And then we'll probably move her over, like, try to move her over to Montessori, because also, like, I don't know. I'm not going to want to be driving all the way out to Fundo for every single thing that, like, is an event for school. You know?
I get that.
Yeah.
I totally get that. The only thing about Montessori is there's no buses, so it's always pick up and drop off.
Really? You don't have buses? Mm-mm. That's wild. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either till she got accepted.
Oh.
So, anywho, but I'm excited for her. With my school, so I'm done going to classes until May 1st. What else happened this week? Today, this was one of the two stories I wanted to talk about. The last one actually works out to going into, like, the closing notes, so that's perfect. It's that picture I sent you. But anywho, today, I'm about to boycott Once Upon a Child. And for those who don't know what Once Upon a Child is, it's like a place that buys, sells, and trades kids' clothes, but yeah, used kids' clothes, toys, bassinets, cribs, like a whole bunch of different types of things.
They'll buy them from you,
yeah,
but they, like, price them to what they think is worth.
Right. And I've noticed sometimes actually that, and I've seen videos about this too, but it just so happened that I, like, actually witnessed this in buying some of their clothes, but some of the clothes that they buy from other people are brand new and still have the tags on them with the, like, original price of the item. And then Once Upon a Child will hike that price up just to resell it and be dumb and leave the fucking original price tag on the item.
Hmm. That's interesting.
Right. Hmm. So, like, it's not fair to just go around making claims like, yeah, they're just hiking up prices, unless you actually see the original price tag and then see the price that they put it at. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's crazy. But anyway, I've had an issue with them. Like, I'd go there to, like, sell my kids' clothes because that shit's expensive and yeah. I need money for other clothes. And most of the time, I just turn around and spend that money buying them clothes in there.
Yeah.
And so, today I had, like, two big items. I had a double stroller that I bought from them for $90. Okay? Bought this shit, like, maybe less than 2 years ago. Only used it a handful of times. I cleaned it off before I got there, everything, so it looked, like, decent. I had that, and I had a ginormous playpen that literally could fill up this entire room.
Nice. That's awesome.
Yeah. It's big as fuck. Big as hell. A great little, like, ball pit type thing. And so, I took those there, and I'm by myself with the two kids.
And you got all that with, help.
Exactly. Okay, so what I did...
What they did.
What I did first was I took my two big-ass items inside the store first and set them to the side. And then I went back to the car, cut it off, got the kids out, and we walked up to the front. Okay, now multiple people, customers included, and the workers, could clearly see that I was fucking struggling trying to hold Phoenix... and push this stroller and hold this giant playpen that literally the floor is right here and the thing is about that tall.
Jesus.
So trying to have that on my shoulder.
Yeah.
And people are literally just looking at me, watching me. Inside the stroller, I also had like a baby carrier that had fallen out when I, you know, leaned the stroller down so I could pull it. It fell out of there. And in the meantime, Lily's fucking trying to push around a cart for no goddamn reason. And I asked her to pick up the carrier for me because yeah. then it's also right in my way where I need to roll the stroller over. So I can't really move.
Yep.
And I don't want to have to set this shit back down just to pick up the carrier. Lily was my best option. Mind you, this other girl, like, people just aren't as, like, kind-hearted as me. This other girl...
No, that's not just a, as you say. They used to be just like you. There used to be a whole thing of people that were just like you. No.
It's Margo.
Okay.
But yeah, it used to be. And so, like, this girl, she saw this carrier fall on the floor. And 2 seconds later, walked right past me, looked at it, and just continued... walking. If it was me, I would have picked that up. Like, you clearly see I have my hands full.
Yeah, for real.
And that is so right. And then the two other people that she was with were just standing there at the front watching me and watching Lily making U-turns and shit just to try to put the cart back just to pick up the carrier for me. Mm-hmm. Pissed me the fuck off. So then I get to the front. And I put the stuff, set the stuff up. I'm still holding Phoenix. And no one acknowledges, the workers don't acknowledge that I'm even standing right there. I'm literally right in front of one of the girls. And she helps this other lady that, which she had already came in and brought some other stuff. And when she was done helping her, then another random girl came over and was like, or tried to help somebody behind me. And I was like, I haven't been helped yet. Yeah. And she was like, oh, are you dropping off? I said, clearly, like, did you not just fucking see me struggle to bring all this stuff in?
Yeah.
Everybody in this store saw me struggle to bring all this stuff in, and yeah. not one person asked me if I needed help.
Right.
So there's that. Okay. They asked me to set up the stroller and the playpen.
Yeah, for real. That should be making me angry. Like, why can't y'all do that?
Why can't you do it, for one?
Because you're going to take a look at it later. You're going to let me set it up, and then you're going to have me go away for a little bit so you can price it. Why can't you do that? Sorry.
Exactly. And so, but it's like, I have a one-year-old. It's not even Lily that I was worried about. Like, I literally have a one-year-old in a store made for children. That you expect me just to sit down just so I can set this shit up just for y'all to look at it.
For 2 seconds.
For 2 seconds.
That takes 15 minutes.
Right. And so the stroller was pretty easy to put up. And I told the girl, I was like, this playpen is ginormous. If I set it up in here, it's going to block all the walkways.
Yeah.
And she was like, oh, well, you can just do it right there by the door. I'm like, I don't think you're understanding. This thing is huge. It is going to block the walkway. Yeah. And so then I said, is there anywhere else big enough for me to set this thing up? And she looks up the name of the thing or whatever. Mind you, I paid $170 for this. This is yeah. very important.
Yeah.
But that also just shows you how big it is. $170.
Yeah. That's what I figured when you were talking about it. Yeah. It's probably like, to be honest, I thought you were going to say it was like $300.
No. Because, I mean, I actually ended up getting it on sale for, because I think it was 200 something. I don't know. But I paid $170 for that thing. And so she looks it up on their computer. I was like, I can pull up like the exact order.
Yeah.
For you, so you can see the dimensions and the pictures and stuff like that. I was yeah. like, it's way too big to set up in this thing. And then I was even like, you know, and plus I have two kids with me. And she didn't even acknowledge the fact that I said that. And she looks it up and she's like, oh, well, you can just set it up right here in front of the registers. Bitch, do you not understand that I mean this thing is too big? And you're expecting me to do this by myself with two fucking kids.
Yeah.
So anyway, I just, at that point, I was just about to say fuck it. But at the same time, I was like, you know.
Money.
Yeah. And I don't need these things anymore. I don't want to have to take it home. None of that. So I start to set it up. And this very, very, very nice lady who was a customer, just bought her stuff and was leaving, asked me if I wanted help setting it up.
Aww.
And I was like, that would be extremely nice of you. That would be so nice of you. And so she stayed and she helped me set it up. And then in the midst of us setting it up, hadn't even got it like halfway open, had already blocked two people from going in and out of the place.
Mm-hmm.
Because they didn't want to fucking listen to me that this is going to block the walkways. And so we set it up. And then now the workers want to come over and move stuff around so we can fit this playpen in yeah. somewhere so it's not blocking walkways. While I'm still having to, like, chase my kids around this fucking store.
Yeah, you're, like, wanting to strangle somebody at this point.
Yeah, I was extremely pissed off. Like, I can get if I was by myself and you want me to set it up. That's not a problem. But if you see I have two kids, the least you could have done as an employee there was help me set it up.
Yeah. For real?
That's the least you could have done.
Yeah, especially if you
needed
if you're like,
to see it open.
If you're like, especially if you're like specifically dealing with me, not other customers, me. Like.
Exactly. And so anyway, I set it up and the lady that helped me, her name was Stasha, I think. And so she kind of like stepped behind me. I was like, thank you so much for your help. And she was like, well, do you want me to stay and help you break it down too? I was like, that would actually be really nice. I said, because they're not very helpful at all. And she just kind of laughed, and I'm getting to that because this adds to how pissed off I am about this whole situation. So anyway, I was like, you know, these people are not helpful at all. And she also kind of tried to help me, like, corral the kids, too. So that was nice. And three different people came and looked at this playpen that worked there so they could price it. Three different people. And then the girl comes up to me and is like, or one of the very last girl that looked at it, she was like, after she finished looking at it, she was like, okay, you can go ahead and tell in her coworker. You can go ahead and tell her to break this down because it's blocking the walkways. Is that not what the fuck I told you in the first place that it right. was going to do? If right. you would have just took my fucking word for it, like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Like, I get that you need to see it, and I get that you want, like, some of that. But we could find another place to do it. I was offering to do it in another place.
Literally.
Yeah.
Like, and also, I could have just pulled up the whole product description for you.
Yeah, but I can also, like, understand where they're coming from.
Right. They want to make sure nothing's
their
broken.
Quality, oh,
yeah.
Yeah,
so,
check.
I mean, I
yeah.
get it.
But at the same time, like...
I got a lot going on right now, bitch. And
you just, yeah, you could have helped. You could have helped.
So, anyway, she's like, she can go to break it down because it's blocking the walkway. I just kind of roll my eyes because that was literally within 5 minutes of me setting it up. I just caught my breath. Like, what the fuck am I supposed to do? So then the girl that was dealing with me came up to me and was like, we can't take the stroller. I just was like, okay, whatever. At this point, I really was just done
over
with this fucking
whole
place.
Situation.
She was like, but we can take the baby carrier and the playpen, and we can offer you, for both items, we can offer you $20 and some change.
Oh,
I was like, I'm sorry, what? And she said, well, we would only sell this playpen for $35, so we can only offer you half of what we are going to sell it for. I was like, I paid $170 for this thing, and it's in very good condition.
Yeah, they're fucking stupid.
Right. And on top of that, they have other playpens in there, like actual cribs that kids sleep in, and they're selling them for 60, 70, 80 bucks.
Yeah.
But this ginormous playpen, you're going to sell it for $35.
Mm.
Where is the math in?
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I said, I paid $170 for this thing. I'm going to find someone else to sell it because y'all are lowballing me. And she was like, okay, well, do you want me to take it off? I said, yeah. She took it off. They gave me $3.20 for that baby carrier that's worth $40. And so that shit just pissed me off.
Yeah,
beyond relief.
Yeah.
When they cashed me out, like, because I didn't know really how much, like, they had priced the carrier for. They just told me the total for the two things. And when they cashed me out, after me and Stasha took down the playpen, and I went ahead and took the kids to the car. Stasha even, like, followed me out to my car with the stuff, and she was going to help me put it away, but I went ahead and got Phoenix in his car seat. Lily does her thing. She'll get in her car seat, all that. And I took the stuff from Stasha. I was like, I really appreciate your help in there, considering no one else offered whatsoever.
Yes.
And she was like, it's not a problem at all, and blah, blah, blah. And she's like, I'm Stasha, by the way. I said, I'm Trebekah. It was so nice to meet you. Thank you for your help. Well, while we were waiting for everything, like, we were just, we're talking about different things. She has an 18-year-old and a 1-year-old.
Oh.
Right. I said, more power to you, girlfriend. Oh, yeah. She said, funny enough, that that's the age difference between her and her sister. I was like, yeah, that's funny how that worked out. Anyway, super nice lady. You the best, Stasha. I appreciate you a lot. And so I got
I appreciate
kids.
You as well, because that was my friend. Thank you.
I got the kids in the car, put the stuff back in the car. So now I still have the stroller and the playpen in my trunk.
Yeah.
And... left there thinking I was gonna come home with like 60, 70 bucks, maybe 100 if they took everything, considering I bought the stroller from them for $90.
Yeah.
And literally left with $3.20, beyond pissed.
Yeah, you hadn't even been there.
No, I had to travel all the way over there after taking the stuff out of my house, out of the closet, that's the first time that I'd hit my head that day. I was trying to get the stroller out of the closet, and as I'm like doing this, trying to lift it without having to move a whole lot out of the closet, I'm trying to lift it. This is a ginormous two-person stroller. Like, this thing is this wide when it's folded up.
Yeah.
It's this tall.
Yeah.
And it's heavy as fuck. So, yeah, I'm having to lift it up and over, and as I'm doing that, I lose my grip, and my arm lets go, and I kind of go like this, and literally, the clip on my head hit the wall so fucking hard. I did all that for $3.20, and I'm pissed the fuck off. I am pissed off.
You know, I have something to say to that.
Boycotting them. Anyway.
I pulled out. So, Adam has a trailer, right, that holds a lawnmower, right? My dad asked me to mow the yard yesterday. And I was like, right, that seems okay. That's fine.
Sure.
Okay. I had to pull the trailer out from where it was sitting at in order to get the tail down, like the tailgate down, and for me to have room to back the, you know, pulled it all the way out. Like my full body power. That was a full zero turn lawnmower. Like it was a brand new zero turn lawnmower. Mm-hmm. And I picked up a trailer with a lawnmower on it and moved it quite a good bit, like from like there to like there. Like, I know that doesn't seem like a lot. No,
that's a lot.
But that's a lot.
Yeah.
And I even went through the struggle of like having to understand how the fucking straps work that Adam used to strap the lawnmower to the trailer. I went through a whole 15-20 minute like spiel of like trying to figure these fucking straps out. Because they're the kind that, like, you know.
My dad has some of those. I've never figured those out.
I figured it out. I got it. But yeah. It took me a minute, okay? But after it took me all that time, and I got both of them off, and then I got the tailgate down, and I was like, okay, you know, like, we're situated. I go, and I finally take my very well-deserved seat on the lawnmower to turn over, and look, there ain't no goddamn key in the goddamn lawnmower. And I was like, I just moved all this shit. And, like, I was so upset because, like, I could feel how hard my heart was beating. Yeah. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I was like,
that's how I was even just taking the shit out my truck to bring it into the place.
And then I got even more mad because I was like, I got to put all this shit back. Like, I gotta put the straps back on the lawnmower. I got to put the tailgate back up. I got to tighten the straps back up. I don't know how they work. I don't actually, like, I know how to get it undone. Yeah. I don't know how to do it. And then I got to put the trailer back. That one was hard. My dad was watching me through the fucking kitchen window. And then when I went in there and told something to him, he was like, oh, yeah, I just sat down. You worked kind of hard out there trying to cut that thing, man. Yeah. And I was like, Daddy.
Oh, my God.
But I'm not going to let him do it.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry.
It was very nice to you. I mean, that was pretty much it. It's like, the places that are available that we're able to get cheap kids clothes, get cheap kids things, gently use this, gently use that, and then be able to go and turn around and sell it back to them. And they're just, like, cheap as fuck. And a lot of the people working in there don't even have kids. They're teenagers. Yeah,
and they're bunch of assholes.
They're assholes who don't help for shit. So fuck you, Once Upon a Child in Greenville, because today was not it. And normally I'm all about really, going there.
Like, I love going in there and to, like, buy stuff from there, because, like, they have good stuff.
They're
like,
yeah.
And sometimes it is really cheap. Now, you are right with, like, the price tag things, if you do find a price tag and they have hiked up a price. But that's on, like, I would imagine that's probably on, like, nicer clothes. Yeah. Does that make sense? And, like, if that's a thing, that's a thing. But if I'm not buying nicer clothes and it's not affecting me like that, then it will. Because, like, I've seen them sell, like, Walmart clothes for less than what Walmart sells them. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so, and, like, I have no problem with Walmart clothes. Most of the clothes I wear are Walmart clothes or Route 21. These are my pants right now, Route 21 pants. And, like, they're nice. Like, even, so, like, but their employees at the Green One, they are, like, shitty. The past couple of experiences I've had have not been fun. And we also haven't, like, sold our stuff for a lot. I took a walker and a toilet, I think it was, there. And I got $30 for it. And it was a nice walker. Like, it had a whole Nemo theme to it and everything. A bunch of pieces that went to it. $30. That walker was over $100. Even though it was, like, secondhand, but, like,
right.
It was still over $100 when we bought it for secondhand.
Yeah, I mean, that shit's just...
And Jess barely used it.
Yeah.
Because she didn't live here. She was only here on weekends. So she barely used it. I was like, y'all got me fucked. Yeah, I don't want it anymore. That shit
pisses me off. So, yeah, my next option is I'm going to just try to put it on Facebook Marketplace or, like, the mom's group. I mean, maybe not the stroller I don't know. We'll see. But definitely the playpen thing. I don't need it. It's just taking up space.
Make sure you stay, like, do the thing where they don't come to your house to get it.
Oh, I would never.
Okay, cool. Sorry.
I would never. I barely like want people coming to my house now.
Yeah, like, I assume you're smart enough to, like, know something like that. I just, like, wanted it to be also known as well. Just yeah. So that's something on my mind. So.
I appreciate that. It's been 30 minutes since I said we're running out of time, so that's crazy. I want to read that thing that I put on your phone. Yeah. So I found this post on Facebook, and I had shared it on my thing. I sent it to your text.
I know. I have it open.
Okay.
Oh, well, it backed out of it and went to the rest of it. There it is.
But I found this, and I just found it to be very true, and it went along with like the things that we were talking about in the last like 2-3 episodes about being overstimulated or easily aggravated almost to our breaking points type thing, and this went along with it, and then I feel like after this will lead very well into like some closing notes. So it says, it's not the kids. It's the pressure to keep up with the housework. It's trying to find the balance with work. It's feeling like I can't keep on top of everything. It's the mental load. It's the lack of a village in a modern society. It's being the default parent. It's trying to manage my own emotions. It's the lack of quality sleep. It's trying to work like you don't have kids. It's trying to look after your kids like you don't work. It's the lack of value in the work you do from society. It's being told this is what you signed up for.
Huh.
Yeah. And for me, I added and finishing a college degree on top of that.
Yeah, and I riddled it because there are like quite a few of us out here. Like, because I haven't even finished my college degree. And that's still something that's in progress. Like, I don't even know what I want to go to school for. You know?
Yeah, but I have all that going on and classwork and homework.
Yeah, and you're
supposed to, what I just read.
Yeah, you're supposed to keep up with all of that without, like,
and keep it together. Right. Yeah. And it's a lot.
It is. And you know what? For those of, I don't really know how to say this without sound, like, we have somebody that's beside us for, like, what we need, you know? They take care of us emotionally, and they take care of us mentally when we need it. They can see it.
Yeah.
And they're real quick to jump on it and take care of us. And some moms don't have that.
Right.
And, like, it is a little hard for them. But you have your friends. Like, in a way, you have a village, but you gotta think about it. You really gotta feel, like, who you're keeping around you and, like, who are your friends. Because, like, I don't know about you, what is it called? Intuition?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That shit is strong on my end. Like, and even Jess's, she's quick to be able to tell whether she likes you or not. Like, whether you're cool or whether you're not cool. Like, whether if you're gonna do good by her or whether you're not. Like, she's quick to be like, Mommy, I don't want to be around that person again. Like, she'll tell me quick. Which I find very cool because she's only 3.
Yeah.
But she's quick to tell me if she doesn't like somebody.
Yeah.
Because of, like, the way they make her feel.
I get that. I mean, shit, I'm that way too. But as a 3-year-old, that definitely is.
That's cool.
Nice, yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay.
But I wanted to read that because, like, it is a lot. I feel like that was a perfect little synopsis of just being overstimulated and overwhelmed and, like, a good answer to why could we get so right. And then it's like, those things are things that I mean, I really don't want to say it, but, like, that's the things that only moms really have to worry about, especially if you are a single mom or if you have a partner who barely cleans, doesn't cook, and does just the bare minimum to help keep the child alive. Like,
yeah.
So it is, like, well, not even necessarily bare minimum. Bare minimum to sheer maximum, like, but all you're doing is trying to help keep the child alive, but it's like,
Yeah, but I'm doing all the cooking. I'm doing all the cleaning. I'm doing
and
all the laundry.
Trying and to help keep the child up. Yeah. Right. So it's a lot. But I wanted to say that to say, like, I don't know. Like, I see it. We see it. She sees it.
We all see it. Yeah. We see it happening. But you're trying.
You're trying.
You are. And that's okay. Because, like, my thing is as long as you're trying and you're doing a good, like, effort in trying and you see it, like, you see the goodness that's coming from your efforts, you know what I mean? Like, then I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Yeah. Yeah.
As long as your child's healthy and you see the good coming out of what you're doing, then there's nothing wrong.
Mm-hmm. Even if your house is a mess for weeks on end or...
Yeah, because, you know, like, sometimes that happens. Like, people are people. And I feel like that's something that was, like, created for, like, a society that is, like, definitely no longer a thing. Like, we put our stuff up, but it's, like, my clothes are not up, okay? I know where they are, but they ain't up. They're in a laundry basket, or they're in a drawer somewhere, or they are in the laundry machine or the dryer or something like that. But, like, I know where my clothes are. But, like, when the cleanliness standard of putting your clothes up and, like, all that.
Yeah.
That's, like, when people had, like, maids and shit.
Or women didn't work.
Yeah. And they had to have something to do.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, that society's fucking dead, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, like, I'm glad that we have the independence and the able and the will to, like, actually go out and do things.
Yeah.
So that's nice. Like, we're not just, like, in this day and age, we are not just homemakers. Like, we're now everything and a homemaker, but yeah. It's like...
Yeah, we
have more freedom. We can vote.
Yeah, for real.
We can vote. So, you know. Yeah. And something I think about often, this is, like, way off topic, but, like, back in, like, peak segregation times, a person like me would have never existed. And I just think that's just crazy as fuck to think about.
And I, Nessie, I think that that is not true because in segregated times, there were, like, people who were having, like, affairs and stuff with, like, their other races.
Right.
You know, like, I don't know if they ever had babies out of that, but I also...
I mean, there's a lot of slave owners that raped their slaves, and they ended up having babies and would make the babies house slaves, so...
Oh, so, yeah.
I mean, it's definitely a thing, but, like... Well, okay, well, what I mean by that is, like... I wouldn't have had, like, the same opportunities, or I wouldn't have... A person like me would not have been socially accepted. Still now, I don't most of the time feel socially accepted, but, like...
It would probably be on, like, both sides as well. Like,
yeah.
Sure. It would be like, well, you're
white. Yeah, I get that now.
Yeah.
A lot of the time.
See, I can't stand that because, like, I just look at you as a person. Like, exactly. And that's just how, like, people, like, that shit's just crazy to me. Like, wow. You just happen to live closer to the equator, so you're darker than me. Like,
yeah.
Which is, whatever.
Yeah. We'll save that topic.
Yeah.
We'll another day. We'll go down the race chute quick. But yeah. Anyway, so I think we're going to go ahead and call this a night. But, like, you're doing a good job. You've got a lot of things on your plate. All of us moms do. A lot of adults do. Sadly, that's just the way that life fucking is. But as a mom, juggling all of that and trying to keep yourself sane, you're doing a wonderful fucking job.
Yeah. Don't forget your breathing exercises. I'm so serious. Y'all don't understand. That shit really does help, though. Like, when you take that really, really big-ass breath, it gives you, like, that second of, like, where am I going to go from here? Like, it just gives you that small little, like, clarity for a second, because, like, there's rage coming. There is rage coming. And that big breath is, like, trying to hold it back. You're like, clarity, clarity. And either rage is going to take over, or you're going to take a deep breath and be okay.
Yeah. So, you can get through it.
Yeah, we're going to be okay. We got this. I feel like everybody's kind of just going through some crazy shit right now. The past, like, month, past month's been, like, crazy. The past month and a half, yeah. Mercury has been in retrograde, I do believe, and I think it popped out not too long ago. I'm not really sure. But, like, all of us been fucking around with that.
Yeah, it's just been a weird time in general. But, hey, we're still here and breathing and surviving
and thriving.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah.
I mean, we're thriving to the most that we can right now.
Maybe not everybody is thriving, Hannah.
Look. You are always thriving, okay? Like, you are. Because at the end of the day, even if you, like, have a breakdown, at the end of the day, you're going to, like, have your big breath and you're going to, like, keep moving forward because you want to keep moving forward.
Well, yeah.
So, like.
I guess you put it that way.
Yeah, so you are thriving all the time. You know, I have a shirt that says survival, not thrival. And that's the shirt that Adam gave me while I was in the hospital after having a seizure.
I remember you telling me that.
Yeah, every single shift I work with Sydney and Cassidy, they throw that out there. They'll be like, yep, we're surviving, not thriving. And I'm just like, guys, it's really not a big, like, stop. Because, like, come on. That man really gave me a shirt that said survival, not thrival, because I almost fucking died.
Yeah, I mean, he was right on the nose with that one.
I know, he thought it was so funny, too. I was like,
he did a great job.
He had
one job, and he fucking fulfilled it. All right, you guys, well, we love y'all. Y'all have a wonderful rest of the week ahead of you, and we will see you guys again, hopefully soon. Schedule-wise, we're kind of just, like, all over the place now.
We're kind of freeballing it as we can, because since, like, kind of threw us off a little bit and threw us for such a big loop, we are still kind of trying to regain ourselves back into a schedule. Because, like, so work is scheduled. Work is work. And school is school. But outside of that, we are freeballing.
Pretty much. So, yeah. We're just, you know, we'll be here whenever we're here next, so.
But know that we are coming back.
Yes, I don't think we'll try our hardest not to go anything longer than 2 weeks without anything.
Yeah.
So, hopefully, we can make that happen, because shit do be shitting, so.
Yeah. Did anybody see my tattoo that I got on my ankle?
We didn't talk about all of the new tattoos we got.
Yeah, so I got this tattoo right here. This is Trebek's handwriting.
It says STFU. I wrote it on her hand one day at work. She went and got it tattooed on her.
Yeah, she wouldn't let me get it tattooed in the spot that she wrote it on. And when she wrote it, I said, I'm going to get that tattooed on me. And she really did not believe me. And then I did it. You know, here we are.
Anyway, we'll see y'all later.
Yeah, love y'all. Keep doing what you're doing. Y'all are doing a great job.